Welcome or welcome back to the Hightower Digital Media Podcast. We're here in the Wenatchee Valley serving up different social media support services, if you will, from website design, social media support. If you need help getting started and getting your small business online, check out our events and our details. We do lots of little social networking events. So come meet us, say hi, www.hightowerdigitalmedia.com if you want more information. So today we were able to catch up with Beth Hammerberg of Down by the River Lavender. She took some time out of her busy schedule to meet with us. Thank you, Beth. And with that, we'll get into today's episode.
I have three markets planned until, and probably that'll be it until May. Okay. But I have all my stuff online. And something I haven't said to anyone, you know, everybody loves lavender. And I have done the work of making quality, non-toxic products that you can trust to be good in your home. Often when you buy things from me, you're supporting multiple small businesses because that's who I source my stuff from intentionally. So, you know, I'm just doing a thing with Yeti Chocolates right now where she's making me a new lavender fall flavor and a lavender winter flavor for November and December. And what allows me to do that is that people buy all the chocolates from me because it's a big investment to do that with her. But as long as they buy all the chocolates from me, then I can continue to support her.
And you supported one of our other clients, Lily, at Bear Signs.
Yes.
Logo for you.
They are the ones that originally did my logo. And it was awesome because I came in and it was when I really didn't have any money in my business. And it was a very reasonable price. And they gave me all these files that I still use. And they gave them all to me on a purple memory stick. And I thought that was a super nice touch. I have an Etsy that's really, really limited. It's better if you're local here in Wenatchee to go straight to my website, which is www.downbytheriverlavender.com. And there are things on there that sometimes they list as out of stock, but if you email me, you're emailing me directly if you really want something. There's no middle anyone, it's just me. And often I'll have a little something left over that I just didn't list online because I didn't have enough of it at one time. So that often happens with things like bath bombs, or I have lip balms right now that were at market but aren't listed at online because I didn't have enough stock. So as I manufacture more, I'll put them online. But people can always just email me and say, hey, you had this really cool thing. Can you package it differently for me? Can you do that? You know, I actually do small business wholesale too. Like I have the capacity with some of my products to do like a larger amount of wholesale, but I really love to work with businesses that don't have the means yet to buy in really large quantities. I love working with family-owned businesses, you know, where the kids are out there helping their parents, and I have a lot of time to go back and forth with a person to like really dial in what they want and give them a higher level of customer service when it comes to wholesale.
Yes. Yeah, we'll help them to start. Usually they don't know what they need at the very beginning, and that's what we do. We help them to do business card, we help them to do the logo, we're starting up with some jar signs, maybe a little bit at the beginning, and when they start growing, they can probably invest in a little bit more. We do also shirts, we do apparel, we do caps, we do basically whatever you want to put the logo, we can print it out. Thank you so much, and thank you for support each other all around here. And please follow us on Instagram and Facebook and find our social media and Bear Signs on it.
Lily Velasco down at Bear Signs and Graphics is a graphics design extraordinaire. She will help hook you up with a logo, website design, graphics for your vehicle, signs, and more. So if you need help getting started, be like Beth, go check them out. You'll get started for a reasonable price. And congratulations, Beth, for being in the top four of the Supernova Business Launch Competition. She's going to tell you a little bit more about that now.
Thank you for having me this morning, and I'd also like to thank you to all the sponsors of the Supernova Business Launch Competition. You will be getting a thank you card in the mail from me.
We love thank you
cards. Yeah, and I've had a really rewarding time being part of the business launch, and I'm really excited to see one of my counterparts win on the 22nd because people are doing great things, and I don't think I'm going to be number one, but...
I know, so by the time this video comes out October 1st, there will be a winner announced. You are in the top four.
I am in the top four.
So good luck. We've voted for you. We've been supporting everybody on Wenatchee Small Business Alliance page. If you're a business owner, you can check us out on Facebook. If you're part of the community and you want to win gift cards and fun other behind-the-scenes footage, you can check us out on Instagram. Thank you, Beth.
Yeah. I would really encourage other small businesses to be part of the Supernova Business Launch, because although there is only one $10,000 prize, you actually make a lot of other connections in the community, and you find a lot of support for small businesses that you've probably been searching for and didn't know where it was at.
Been so accommodating to us today. We started over there, then we walked over here. She had this great idea to make this makeshift tripod, and now we're here doing the podcast.
I don't usually
whatever it takes kind of gal.
I usually don't sit still. Imagine that.
Well, but, farm life, right?
Yeah.
Ingenuity at its best. What are some ingenuity on the farm things that you have to do? I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, when I got my new still, Drew Barrymore, I distill outside, and I was starting to practice in probably January or February, and it's really windy where I live, right? And so between my husband and I, we came up with the idea of wrapping the still in a welding blanket to break down on the wind chill, and it made a world of difference. And then, this is the way I am, I was talking with a guy from the East Coast. He bought the same still. He texts me out of the blue. He's like, hey, how do you get your still to work? And I spent 2 or 3 days coaching him through it. And he said it totally saved him and really got his still functioning properly. And that's kind of nice when somebody is appreciative and looks to you for your expertise.
Hi, thank you for listening to Hightower Digital Media's podcast today. This is Amy Hightower. Be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for the next episode.